get a sore on the back of their neck, one that has a hard center.
Well, now, I call it a carbuncle or a boil.
And the fluid in there is?
Pus.
And this isn't level, it's?
Swollen.
A place where a bullet enters the body is called what?
Bullet hole.
Any other term for this?
Bullet wound.
And sometimes in a wound where it doesn't heal, there will be red, angry.
Festers.
Perhaps you're familiar with this with horses when they cut themselves on barbed wire and the wound won't heal. It'll be that red.
Festers.
Raw looking growth.
Sort of it's ulcerated.
Yeah.
That's not the word you want though, is it?
Proud flesh.
Never heard that.
What do you put on the children's cuts?
Iodine or mercurochrome, alcohol. I want to scream.
If you read the obituary of a person in the paper, you say the person has done what?
Passed away, died.
And if you wish to know the cause of death, you might ask one of his friends, could you tell me what?
What did he die of?
Then the body.
Natural causes.
The body is taken to the undertaker and he'll put it in a
casket.
Then it's taken to the church and they hold a
funeral service.
And then finally it's taken to the
cemetery.
And if it's a man, the widow will wear black to show that she is
grieving.
Any other term for this?
Sorrowing.
Any other term? Mourning.
In mourning.
And to cheer her, let's see now, some diseases. The affliction where the joints get stiff and swollen.
Arthritis, rheumatism.
Mm-hmm. Any difference?
Lumbago.
Sciatica.
Well, what's the difference?
Yeah. The disease, fortunately, is no longer prevalent, but I'm thinking of the one now that has a formation of a membrane in the throat.
Scarlet fever or diphtheria.
Uh-huh. The one that causes the patient to turn yellow.
Yellow jaundice, malaria.
The one where there's a throbbing pain in the right side.
Appendicitis.
If a friend has gone to the hospital with a disease, you might ask another friend, can you tell me when he
caught it or found out he had it or when he got sick?
Sometimes, here's another one of those unsavory things. Sometimes you eat something that doesn't agree with you and it just goes round and round and round. And then it becomes apparent that it isn't going to stay down there, so you say you have to
vomit.
Now, is this the neutral term?
Upchuck.
Upchuck?
Spit up.
And you say, if this happens, you say you're sick.